Since Any Hour Services only charges $29 to snake any drain line with normal access, you may never want to deal with a slow or clogged drain yourself ever again, especially when all you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, even that sewer main line that connects to the city will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Call Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
This is the 5 o'clock report. 20 minutes of uninterrupted news, commercial free. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story. IRS workers in Ogden are being told layoffs are imminent. They got the email today, sent just before 5 p.m. Washington time, telling them a reduction in force process is already underway and they have 10 days to upload their resumes. We get the details from KSL.
Email comes from the IRS human capital officer saying layoffs began today at the Office of Civil Rights and Compliance. That division lost about 5% of its workforce through early resignations and attrition, but now the IRS says they're going to cut another 75%. According to the letter, the reduction in force progress will take place in phases, and starting next week, workers will get more information about possible early retirement or separation packages. In the meantime, workers have been told to upload their resumes to be evaluated for the reduction in force with a deadline of April 14th, just before the tax deadline. Claire Scott, KSL News Radio.
And we're going to get some reaction live coming up at 5:15 with the union that represents Ogden's IRS workers. It was a wild day on Wall Street, part two of a two-day slide that was the biggest 1-2 punch in market history. You have questions. We have some answers, beginning with Maria Chaleos live at the KSL National News Desk.
Yeah, Fed Chair Jerome Powell speaking to business journalists in Virginia, saying President Trump's sweeping trade tariffs will likely lead to slower economic growth, but he says it's premature to take action.
We're well positioned to wait for greater clarity before considering any adjustments to our policy stance. It is too soon to say what will be the appropriate path for monetary policy.
All the major indices on Wall Street losing nearly 6%. The losses came after China matched President Trump's big raise in tariffs. President Trump says his trade policies will never change despite sending the global economy into a tailspin. Before heading to the golf course, the president writing on social media that this is a great time to get rich. Not everyone is worried about President Trump's tariffs. Shrimpers in South Carolina, like Brian Jones, say that they think the tariffs will be good for them.
When shrimp costs less than chicken feet, you know, I think that's a pretty good value proposition right there.
Meantime, former President Barack Obama is criticizing President Trump for moves that he called unconstitutional and contributing to fear.
Yeah, democracy, rule of law, independent judiciary, freedom of the press, that's all abstract stuff because it's not affecting the price of eggs.
Mr. Obama at Hamilton College in New York urging citizens to take action. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
Reaction to the tariffs has been mixed from Utah's congressional delegation. Senator Mike Lee told the Deseret News he's hesitant, but agrees with Mr. Trump that the U.S. is treated unfairly by foreign countries. He's hoping for more free trade with other countries. Congressman Blake Moore says he supports the crackdown on China, but worries about unexpected impacts on local business. A much rosier than expected jobs report came out this morning, but it wasn't enough to calm the markets. Zions Bank senior economist Robert Spendlove tells KSL some sectors of the economy are going to take a huge hit, but others are going to be okay.
One of the reasons that healthcare is doing so well is it's not as exposed to those international areas, and so we see a lot of strength there.
All told, U.S. employers added about 250,000 jobs last month, double what was expected. But Spendlove says this is probably the before picture. He expects more impact from federal layoffs in next month's report. Fresh off a record high yesterday, gold prices plummeted today. Typically, in a market downturn, gold goes up and up. Investors just want something safe, but not today. This time it's down, settling in at just over $3,000 an ounce. Young adults just starting to build their retirement savings are a little bit confused. The youngest among us apparently had no idea stocks can also go down. KSL News Radio's Eric Cabrera is live with some expert advice on how to stay on track through the ups and downs. Eric, what can these new savers do right now?
Jeff, I spoke with a local financial advisor to address investment concerns of young adults who already fear they may never be able to own a home. Jerrica Espinoza sees these market drops as an opportunity.
You know, it's extremely counterintuitive, but they should be jumping for joy as that market's crashing, as they're just barely starting that 401k. Because everything they're buying is on a screaming deal on sale, and so they're getting access to really low prices in the market.
She explained that for those just starting out, the dip could actually lead to positive returns. Her advice for the rest of us? Just weather the storm. Live, Eric Cabrera, KSL News Radio.
So now you're here wondering, what about my retirement? Mike Stevens, founder of Capital Wealth, told us that this is where a diverse portfolio comes into play.
We believe that you need to have some safe money. You need to have some money in the market. So when the market does its thing, when it goes down, because actually a healthy market does go down, it does go up, you can take your income from your safe accounts, possibly that haven't lost money.
Stevens says historically we will see the stock market come back up. The question is, when? KSL News Time 5:05. When you're going to get home? We have answers. First look traffic. Here's Ricky Meese.
The crash is gone. Northbound I-15 after 1600 North Orem. However, we still have heavy delays into Provo. If you're in Salt Lake County, you can expect a long, slow drive on southbound I-15 from Murray almost to the point of the mountain. And for Weber County drivers, slow down southbound I-15. That's stretching from about 31st Street in Ogden through Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time. 506. Unified police say they tried to de-escalate a tense situation on State Street in Midvale this morning before an hours-long standoff ended with gunfire.
Police tell us the standoff started around 3:20 this morning with a routine traffic stop near 7200 South. Officers say the driver failed to yield, then a passenger got out and started running. Police eventually stopped the driver, but the passenger barricaded himself in the open bed of a dump truck and allegedly pointed a gun at an officer's head. Unified police say they tried repeatedly to de-escalate that situation. They called in SWAT, multiple armored vehicles, and some drones to keep tabs on him. Police say 41-year-old Luis Gomez shot one of those drones down before he died by suicide. They have not said why he ran or whether he had any outstanding warrants. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
A man has been charged in Salt Lake County after police say he threatened a woman in a road rage incident. In the booking document, police claim Rufus Collier honked at the woman on March 5th while driving a white Ford F-150 on South Main Street. When they stopped for a red light, police allege Collier pulled a knife and made a slitting motion at his throat. Police say the woman was recording and showed the video to police. Reservations are now open to tour the temple in Syracuse, Utah. Open house will run every day except Sundays, May 10th through the 31st. The walking tour will last about 45 minutes and go through the temple, which will be dedicated on Sunday, June 8th. This weekend, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints will host its 195th Annual General Conference. John Gleason with UDOT says it's going to mean a lot of extra people downtown.
There are a lot of things that are scheduled this weekend. General conference. We've heard of a protest that may be happening. You're going to want to check your traffic apps and just see what the trouble spots may be.
You can listen to all five sessions of General Conference right here on KSL News Radio. And in fact, you can stream it at KSLNewsRadio.com or you could listen to it anytime on the KSL News Radio app. You should download it before the weekend. Our coverage begins tomorrow morning at 9:30 with Maria Chaleos. KSL News Time 5:08. This is My Minute of News, brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, AnyHourServices.com. If you love gaming, sitting in front of a screen outsmarting your opponents, Vegas was the place to be a few weeks ago. A dozen of the best ever to manipulate the controllers ran through a neon tunnel.
The Annihilator! The Child from Chile!
To cheers from a packed arena. The play-by-play announcers are going out of their dang minds.
You are not prepared.
None of us are.
And then it began.
Three, two, one, Excel!
That's right, Excel. Microsoft Excel, the most boring application in the world. These legends of the spreadsheet were competing for glory where?
It's the Excel World Championship!
The Excel World Championship. Desk jockeys, I'm telling you, spreadsheets have never been sexier as some of the world's most pointy-headed nerds went into battle, creating tables, arrays, and complex equations to solve puzzles that would leave the average pencil pusher putting in for a lifetime of overtime.
Oh, look at that, and he's made the numbers out of it on off to the side.
The problems they had to solve required a 7-page instruction booklet. Not the greatest spectator sport, but for anybody who loves Big Bang Theory, I guess it was exciting.
10 seconds.
Come on.
Anything is anything gonna happen?
Michael Jarman.
Look at that. Look at that.
The win.
Look at that.
Michael Jarman, a financial consultant from Toronto, was crowned as the king of Excel. He won a big belt, $5,000, and the envy of geeks everywhere.
It all started with a Big Bang. Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Emergency traffic brought to you by Mountain America's My Style checking account with built-in benefits. Here's Ricky Mies.
Leftover delays northbound I-15 in Utah County. This is due to an earlier crash after 1600 North in Orem. And even though traffic is starting to move a little bit better at the top of Orem into Linden, we still have delays into Provo. Southbound I-15 in Utah County is still a good drive. For Salt Lake County drivers, though, southbound I-15 remains crowded and slow. And that really is a mix of speeds from Murray all the way to the point of the mountain. We're looking good on I-80 to the east, but over to the west, delays remain westbound on the 21st South Freeway going from Mountain View Corridor out to 8400 West. Eric?
We got a westbound crash over on SR-193. That's as you get close to I-80, and it's blocking off a left lane. And so folks are having to go single file. That's the right lane's the only thing available. The slowdowns in that area are on I-15, first going from 31st Street down to the Riverdale Road exit. And then past that, you do have some slowing going by 5600 South. Again, that's southbound I-15. Northbound I-15 coming out of downtown, just a patch of reduced speeds going through the Beck Street area heading up to North Salt Lake. Save hundreds to thousands of dollars on new Bernina sergers and sewing machines at Dave's Bernina, Provo, and St. George, featuring an 18-month no-interest financing option. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
As we head through the 5 o'clock hour, we continue to see a mix of partly to mostly cloudy skies with scattered little showers and flurries around. Temperatures will be in the low 50s. We'll dip into the upper 40s by 6 and 7 o'clock, mid-40s by 8 and 9. Ultimate lows will be in the mid-30s under partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. With your hourly forecast on the 5 o'clock report, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Some sunshine tomorrow. We'll get to 55 degrees. Right now, rain showers in Provo. It's 49 in Salt Lake City. KSL News Time, 5:12. A Harris Hawks reign of terror over an English village has come to an end. Maria Chaleos is here.
Jeff, the hawk is blamed for an estimated 50 dive bombing attacks on locals. Now, those locals took things into their own hands.
Keeps coming down to get my head and get my hat. And the more I walk out, the more he comes down. So just trying to catch him with the net as I walk out now, basically.
The non-native bird of prey has been blamed for dozens of attacks on the heads of unsuspecting residents, a lot of them bald, tall men, in some cases even drawing blood. Now, the Royal Mail even stopped delivering mail to the village due to the risk to their mail carriers. One of the villagers who had been chased a number of times through a cage over this bird trapping it, the man said his children had been barred from playing outside his home for several days due to the presence of this aggressive raptor. The falconer who helped capture the raptor, he says this is a young male and he may have been acting aggressive due to being hormonal. He said the bird is as fat as a barrel after being fed by villagers in their attempts to capture it.
Wait, now it's bald heads that it goes after?
Mainly.
Okay, so my wife keeps chasing away hawks that get near her precious bird feeder with all the little Tweety birds. Mm-hmm. And now I'm worried about going outside. Honey, if you're listening, buy me a helmet on Amazon, you know, before the tariffs kick in, okay?
All the villagers are wearing helmets.
That's a good idea. KSL News Time, 5:14. KSL Sports, the Final Four of the men's NCAA basketball tournament is set tomorrow. When Duke takes on Houston, the Blue Devils will feature the newly minted AP Player of the Year, Cooper Flagg.
And it's a surreal feeling. I think this whole tournament process so far has been kind of surreal for me. I mean, these are the moments you dream about as a little kid. You know, this is the biggest stage of college basketball. So I mean, I'm just trying to cherish these moments with my teammates that we have left. I mean, it's the road ends here. So, I mean, just enjoying the last moments we have together, and this whole process has been a really surreal.
Florida and Auburn tip off at about 4 o'clock tomorrow. Houston and Duke follow at 6:50 p.m. Who knows? Maybe next year, Cooper Flagg will be playing for the Jazz. We'll see. A Utah native will play a big role this year in college football. Ryan Hatch covered sports in Utah for years and now works at our Bonneville sister station in Phoenix. He's been appointed to the board of directors of the Fiesta Sports Foundation.
We're a foundation that is the home to one of the premier college football postseason games, the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. We also host another postseason game, the Rate Bowl, put on multiple year-round live sports and entertainment events.
That's Ryan Hatch. We got a guy on the inside at the Fiesta Bowl now, Utah. KSL News Time, 5:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
unified police say they tried to de-escalate a tense, hours-long standoff on State Street this morning before the suspect died by suicide. I'm KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce.
Second, one man is dead, a police officer in the hospital after an officer-involved shooting early this morning in West Haven. Police say the suspect was wanted in connection with the robbery. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
Traffic is starting to move again northbound I-15 in Linden. However, we still have heavy delays through Provo. This is all due to an earlier accident after 1600 North. You're also going to see some slowdowns on southbound I-15 in Weber County going from 31st Street Ogden down through Roy. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered storms continue to bubble up today, but it all goes away for the weekend. I'm Kevin Eubank.
49 at the KSL Common Spirit Health Studios. Now our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. 401 not okay. The S&P 500 losing nearly $2.75 trillion today. More than $5 trillion in the past 2 days.
Declines by the Dow and S&P 500 are the biggest since 2020 during COVID. The S&P Friday lost $2.73 trillion in value. From its February 19th high, the $9 trillion. Since January 21st, post-inauguration, the index is down over $8 trillion in value. Those numbers from Dow Jones, Inc.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. All this in reaction to President Trump's tariffs. Most economists say they'll lead to higher prices, but some are not concerned, like Tom Lee, who owns a wine and liquor store in Orlando. He says most of the things he sells are made in America, and
I'm willing to pay more for American-made products than import products anyway.
Another federal judge ordering the government to return Kilmar Abrego Garcia, a Maryland man sent to El Salvador, back to the U.S. by the end of Monday. After today's ruling, Garcia's wife, Jennifer Varquez Sura.
I want to say thank you to everyone that has helped us, that has supported us in fighting this. And we will continue fighting for Kilmar, for my husband.
The White House has acknowledged they wrongly deported him, but they say they can't bring him back, still alleging he's an MS-13 gang member. Another round of life-threatening severe weather and flash flooding, a tornado watch for portions of Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas and Oklahoma, in effect until 9 p.m. Central Time. Severe weather in Kentucky, including torrential rain, causing a tragedy in Frankfort this morning. Governor Andy Beshear.
A child died after being swept away by floodwaters. My heart breaks for the family, and I hope everybody joins Brittany and I in praying for this family after such an unimaginable loss.
You're listening to ABC News.
And now the KSL in-depth. IRS workers in Ogden were told today that layoffs are underway. Joining me live, Robert Lawrence with the National Treasury Employees Union. Thanks for joining us. Do we know if workers in Ogden have yet been impacted?
They haven't yet. This is just a notification of a possible RIF, which stands for Reduction in Force, and that plans are on the way.
Now, we had heard that 150 people had lost their jobs at the IRS in Ogden. What's the difference between that, I figure, a month ago and what's going on now?
That's the big question. They have to bring these people back who were let go early by the 14th of April.
And so you're just sitting waiting to see what this email you received means?
Well, what it means is that they're preparing for what's going to happen come like May 15th, and we don't know exact dates, but They are preparing to get rid of people for sure.
Have they given any indication of how many people might be pulled from the IRS office in Ogden?
They have not. And that's the most frustrating thing, because we can't even prepare, business units can't prepare. It's very frustrating for a lot of us.
Does it create chaos at the IRS and cause problems for, say, people filing their tax returns?
It can very well create chaos, but those of us here in Ogden, we know how to do things here. We're pretty industrious, let's just say, in that we know how to take care of our business here.
Robert Lawrence with the National Treasury Employees Union. I have one more question for you. In the email, they say that you should be prepared to submit your resume for evaluation. And this is smack dab in the middle of tax season. So first of all, what does it mean and why now?
So I think a little more of being made of that than it really is. It's my understanding that resumes are going to be used as tiebreakers for the people that they riff and the people that they don't riff.
Thanks so much for joining us. Again, Robert Lawrence from the National Treasury Employees Union. Layoffs are to begin for IRS workers in Ogden. First word this afternoon. KSL News Time 520. We have emergency traffic. Listen up. We're brought to you by Mountain America's My Style Checking Account with built-in benefits. Ricky?
No real relief for Utah County drivers on northbound I-15, where it is still packed in and slow. Going from Provo up to Linden and Pleasant Grove, it's all due to an earlier crash that we had after 1600 North in Orem. But if you're traveling on the southbound side, you may see some busy spots, especially between Lehigh Main Street through Linden, but speeds are much, much better. I-15 in Salt Lake County, a little bit of busy traffic going northbound from 2100 South up to 6 South, but the bigger delays are on the southbound side, starting in Murray at 53rd South, almost to the point of the mountain, and still seeing some slow speeds westbound on the 21st South Freeway getting into Magna. Eric?
Out in Layton, if you're westbound on SR-193 at the south end of Hill Air Force Base, the closer you get to the freeway, the slower it's going to get, because you got a crash that's blocking off a left lane. This is actually it's after the ramps, the exit ramp and the entrance ramp onto I-15, between that and I-15 itself. So just to give you some idea of where you are going to experience those delays. We do have some spots of slowdowns continuing from 31st Street in Ogden southbound 15 down to 5600 South in Roy. Northbound I-15 coming out of downtown right now looks good heading up to Bountiful. Advanced Window Products offers Graber window coverings, high-end quality with the best warranty. Save 30% off when you mention KSL. AdvancedWindows.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
The weekend is here, but the 7-day forecast has a major warm-up coming. Tonight, skies go partly cloudy with a low of 34, mostly sunny and 56 degrees on Saturday. That's still a bit below normal, but we'll go back above normal into the low 60s on Sunday with sunshine. Low 70s and partly cloudy for Monday, Tuesday. Then those 70s turn to low 80s by the middle of the week. As high pressure builds in, we'll keep it sunny through the end of the week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake City, 49 degrees. In Provo, 43 with showers. Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. We'll take a look at the numbers. We'll peek at the numbers from Wall Street.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News, only on KSL News Radio.
Coming up.
Princess knew before you. That's what I said now. Princess who adore you. Just go ahead now.
Any Hour Services can help with any size electrical project around the house. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. Help with electrical projects and repairs are closer than you think. Call Any Hour Services or visit anyhourservices.com.